Hey, Margie.
Hi.
Let me mute. My dogs are barking, so.
Sunny, may I call you after the meeting? Oh.
Hi, Margie and Sunny. This is Jeannie. How are you?
Hi, Sharifa. Oh, hi there, Raja. We could only see your eyes and your forehead, Raja. Sunny, may I call you after the meeting?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay.
It looks like I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah.
My picture is not there, but there is a background in Hawaii, so, okay.
You're enjoying the beach and the sun.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Margie. Hi, Payal.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to you. Hi, Sunny.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
The conference is really good.
Yeah. It's done.
Yeah. We did it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you guys put a lot of effort into it. That is really good.
You know, so far, all the comments I've heard, they're all really great.
Yeah. Right. Do we know how many people watched it?
Well, I was looking at the number. First, there was like 69 or 70, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Good, that's good. Good. Yeah. That was very well planned out. Like, content was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a wonderful job.
Actually, that's what they said. They learned a lot. There was a lot of great information, you know, especially, you know, when they saw all the developments. Wow.
Yeah.
And then somebody told me about, you know, that on the business, I said it was really very detailed, you know, and that's what they like.
Yeah, some things I didn't know. I just came to know some new things there.
Yeah.
We even got to see Arlene with her costume.
Hi, Arlene.
Hello, Arlene.
You're not in your wedding costume, right?
Yeah. What's up? Bring it back.
It's in the other room.
Love it. Hey,
I thought that, you know, this is the last one, but I think we still have one more meeting next month.
One more meeting. Yes.
I already booked a vacation for 3 months after this. No, I'm just kidding.
What if we get reelected? Then we have to go on the cruise ship.
Okay. Yeah.
It's your turn, Aaron. It's your turn now.
I guess 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, we're good. Oh, hi, Vida.
Hi, Vida.
Hello, Miss Vida. Three days in a row. How about that?
I know. Tomorrow too, right?
Yeah, 4 days.
I think
tomorrow.
This whole week is going to be like the Sunny and Vida team. What's going on?
Rika is trying to get on. She called me because I forward her link. So just want to let you know.
Okay.
Who is the? Who was that? Raja.
It was Rika. She's trying to get on, but she didn't have the link, so I forward her.
Okay, thank you.
Sharifa too. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Sharifa.
Hello, Sharifa.
Hi.
Congratulations, Sharifa. I heard that you're going to open a center for to serving the senior.
Nice. The elderly adult daycare is already open. Thank you so much. It's open in Henderson.
Yeah, I heard of that. So where exactly about in Henderson?
It's the Windmill and Pickles.
Oh, okay.
Very congratulations. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. Open it on end of 2019. Uh-huh. And we actually got our license on February 2020. But because of the COVID, we closed it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we reopen it right now.
Okay. Looks like we could start. Well, Rika's now here. So. Okay.
Hi, Marjorie. It's Rika. I'm here.
Okay. Thanks, Rika. Good evening. And Emily's here. And there's two without names. Just
the names.
Okay. Okay, so I now call the meeting to order. Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the meeting to order and welcome you all to the Asian American Pacific Islanders Community Commission. Let's all recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the United States
of America
and to
the Republic for which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Visible.
Justice for all.
Hold on.
Okay, thank you. I will now do the roll call. I will say each name alphabetically. Please unmute yourself and say here when you hear your name. Okay, let's start. Dorinda Burnett. Okay. Aaron Gupta.
Here.
Jenny Kim. Daniel Lee.
Here.
Vida Lin.
Here.
Alan Malari.
Here.
Arlene Martha Farah.
Here.
Divya Narala.
Here.
Fayaz Raja.
I'm here.
Rika Tamura.
I'm here.
Craig Valdez.
Here.
Sunny Vinuya.
Here.
Sharifa Wahab.
Here.
Our Vice Chair Tuan Fang.
Present, sorry.
And of course, yours truly, Marietta Gonzalez. Here. So, we also would like to introduce our the county staff, Gloria Wells. Is she here? Okay. Emily Nolan and Lee Martinez. Oh, okay. Hi, Emily. And Beatrice Martinez. Now, we would typically go to the first portion of public comment, but due to the COVID-19 county closures that's in effect, this meeting is not being held in person. Anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. The public can listen to this meeting live over the phone. Anyone wishing to speak at this time who has not already submitted comments in writing relating to the agenda can speak now. This meeting is also being recorded and will be posted for the public as required by law. So all of us have received the minutes ahead of time. So let's now go on to approve the minutes. minutes of April 21, 2021. Promotion.
I'll motion to approve it.
Sunny Vinoy, I second.
Oh. Okay, thank you. So let's vote on it. On all approving it, say aye.
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 Okay. I hear the majority, looks like everyone, but anyways, that's approved. And then we go on to the next one, which is the approval of the agenda for tonight. And same thing, we also received this in advance. So we have now we have the approval of the agenda for tonight, May 26, 2021, and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
Thank you.
A second, Pastor Allen.
Is there any discussion on it? Okay, hearing none. Let's vote on it. All those want to approve it, say aye.
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 Any more ayes? I only heard like a three.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Hearing everyone now, it is thus approved. Now we go on to the next item, which is the informational item. May I call on first Tuan Pham to introduce that? Okay. Tuan, the floor is yours.
Well, good evening, everyone. I would like to thank you, Pastor Allen, for putting a lot of works and creating a very comprehensive report on the feasibility study. And I also wanted to thank you, Sunny, that I know that you have made a lot of contributions into working on this feasibility study. So today we're probably going to have Pastor Allen to go a little bit over the feasibility study, and then after that we're gonna vote on it. So if you already have a chance to read over, so please make some comments and see that if anything else that you wanted to contribute into this. But other than that, I think that the report itself is very, very comprehensive, and that required a lot of work. Again, thank you so much, Pastor, for putting the work, and again, Sunny, that you have made a big chunk of contributions into that. Thank you for the work that you have done. So let's move on and see that if Pastor Allen wanted to have a few words regarding this study.
Yeah, first of all, it is an executive summary, and of course much more detailed in the breakdown of the figures. But as far as this feasibility study, can I show my screen or
Emily, could we share that? Could we show that on the screen so everybody could see it?
I don't see his name on the list, so I can't add.
I have it there by name.
Yeah, Allen M.
There, show me.
I didn't realize you were doing that. I'm actually showing that. Sign privileges. Your added is having access to everything.
Okay, I will share my screen. Okay. So, can you see my screen now?
Yes.
So, with this feasibility study, We have, of course, executive summary. I will not dwell into the more of it, but yet, I think I've shown you the PowerPoint that we that I shared with you 3 months ago on how this is about, you know, the center that we're building. So the mission is helping one person in the community at a time. The goal is there, right? And again, the outline here is, has the office counter expanded indoor and for out multi-use space, social gathering, multi-use space, at least, you know, 500 square feet, multi-purpose program room, capacity of 50 for each space, cafeteria for break room and food service, and office space for center offices, officers. And we have a capital estimate of 30,500 after 13.5 million, including the fees and contingency and all that, which is, you know, we have the breakdown on that as well. And we have also the table of contents here, right, which we have project background on about the community. Why are we building the community? Who are we serving? And the analysis, what where everything is, the cultural opportunities, promotion and marketing, the facility, how it's going to be used, the financial impact, where the income, the operating expense, and the funding, and the summary of itself. So with that being said, we have the background, which we had to make it simple for them to read. And why, like, for example, why do we need a center? Like here, the culture center is an excellent way to bring communities together in their learning, make it more enjoyable, and often even more helpful to band community. Cultural centers can hold classes and cultural events, which brings numerous volunteer support, and so on and so forth. So it is much more of the cultural center, right? That's why we keep on emphasizing the value of the culture, and again, introducing every nationalities that we have, and to showcase that. And of course, as far as the culture center, you know, is becoming popular worldwide, technology, the internet, and all that, you know, we show it to them that it is not just a culture center, but it has a benefit to show that we can help the community with volunteers, and also having a sense of community. Like here, a building project. We have the 2021 report was submitted. County APCIs. You know, it's all the whole story. We have the whole story on how we operate and how we show. Like here, we have the event center, right? We have the exhibit hall, the sample, the layout. We have the patio on how we perceive it, and the outdoors, the grass area, and we have the mirror training room. We have the service center, which is the offices and the whole thing for, you know, and of course we want to talk about who are we going to serve. And with that cultural background, we have to show them that we have a different variety for over 10,000 or over thousands of years. We've been part of the United States. We have been part of the changes and more, especially with the AAPI. So we have that in place. So, you know, we show them different places that has a different history, and places that you can compare what's going on around it, but no cultural center as far as service center. And we show them also the statistics on the population over the years, right? And here, the opportunity, what we are adding value to the community. It is not just a cultural center, it's not just a center, but there's a lot of historical additional advantage for what we call the growing growing industry in Las Vegas. So we also saw that. And here we have the different services that we will be able to provide, which I showed you guys this again in our PowerPoint, which is the assistance in application, business, financial, and all that, referrals, you know, all of these things, which has a translation, which has a direct interpreter, or I would say direct service to a specific one client at a time, right? And the concept is multi-purpose facility that will serve where resource services are available to the AAPI community. And it is also a center that promotes the diverse culture of AAPIs. The facility can also be rented. We are renting the place. So we have financial impact like table spaces, promotional bundle, showcase of product services, advertising, directory, newsletter, commission, you know, all these things. And we estimated 1.4 for 1 year, and then it grows to 5 million in the next 5 years. And we also have, which is the Appendix A, you know, and you will see that in there. And also the operating costs, the expenses, we have that first year. We have that breakdown also, and Appendix B. And building construction, we have, which from the funding source, the donations, the sponsorship, and fundraising projects. And of course, what we want to really do is to show them what we can do as far as togetherness, and show them what we will do once we get the funding and once we get the authorization for this project. So this is establish a board of directors, the planning commission of the community leaders, request submission for ideas about the center from the Asian communities, work with architect, developer, real estate professionals to create the blueprint of the center, establish a pro forma operating forecast, finding government funding, more funding to support this project. So meaning they can provide us, and then we will help more. So we will not stop from the funding sources of what they can get, but we will also go do it from a multiple sources. Like for example, like we said here, funding, sponsorship, fundraising, like Brother Sunny had the idea where, you know, we put names of the companies or sponsors on the wall that we will pull, or on the ground, what they're stepping on and all that. So we will have a fundraising during the development of this project. So that's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I failed to say one more thing, which I'm going to say now. Thank you, Chair, that you spent 2 nights to go back and read the study over 2 nights to make sure that only the typos are corrected. So thank you so much for that.
Yes. And, yes.
Before we moving on, so if anyone have any questions regarding the studies, and you know, let's ask Pastor and see that if he could maybe give us the answer. Any questions at all?
I have a question. So what, I mean, $13.5 million, is there any way who's going to be giving that funding to us? Would it be the county giving us that funding, or how do we plan to? I don't know how we're going to get $13,000, not to mention $13 million. So
no, Brother Tuan, can you explain that to her so you can?
Yeah, I think that the 13 something million dollars is just projections of how much it's going to cost. As far as the funding concern, I think we hear so many different news that would make us very enthusiastic about this, which is that it could be generated by Commissioner Dick Sikkerbloom, that he would trying to work out and see that if we can get the funding from the federal as well as the state for that. However, it is not confirmed. At the same time, I think this study is just a study to see that if it is feasible for us to erect a building and serving the community. As far as the funding of it, I think we're still working on it. But good news is that Sunny also let us know that he had a chance to talk to Senator Masto, and there is a chance that she probably will working with us in collaborations to get the funding from the federal. If you could maybe elaborate a little bit, Sunny, if you would.
May I also add something? If you go by our duties, our sworn duties, our duty is to do a feasibility study and submit that. So just like what we did with the report, we made the report, we did the research and put it together and submit that to the Board of Commissioners. So it's the same thing with this one. Our duty is to make the study, write it, and now it's ready. So it will also be submitted to the Board of Commissioners. So we can just go by what is in what is stated in our duties. Even if you read the whole thing, it does not really say that we should be fundraising or whatever we need to do. You know, to build the building or the center. Right now, what we need to do is do the study, with the feasibility study, and this is the third of you know, we need to do three things, and this is the third one, and this is the last one, and you know, I'm very thankful. I also have to thank Tuan, because he also did a lot of help. In putting this together, he also worked with Pastor Allen on this one. Pastor Allen led it, Tuan assisted, Sunny assisted, and I was towards the end of doing editing work and more on the on how it would look. We managed to manage to submit it by the deadline, so. This one, this completes our duties with this one. Well, and so I will proceed to let Tuan continue, because after the discussion, we need to vote on this, because this will have to be submitted to the Board of Commissioners, and it can only be submitted if it is approved tonight. So Tuan, please continue.
Yeah, I just wanted to add it on. If you read it, the summary on the bottom of the very bottom of the study, on number 5, on summary and next step, you see that finding government funding sources in addition to philanthropic support from foundation and corporations. That is probably our duty is done as far as this term concerned. I believe that you know, the next commissions probably will work on it. But the good news is that, as I mentioned earlier, that Commissioner Siegerblum is, you know, he promised that he's going to work on it and make sure that he's going to find ways to get the things done. In addition to, as I mentioned earlier, that there is some news that surfacing around that maybe some of the officials in our state will also working with us to make sure that they find some funding for us. But more likely that is, I think it's going to be a project that working between the federal, the state, and ourselves as the communities. So that remain to be seen. At the moment, we have done our duty, which is embedded in the code. So at least we are done now. So if any other questions?
No, thank you for the clarification, and thank you for all everyone's hard work in putting this together. It's amazing, but that 13 million, 13.5 million is like a sticker shock right there.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
You know, you think that it's a sticker shock, but I think that it is probably three times. I tell
more
you
that, to because, do it?
Yes, I think that, you know, the way that it shows, it probably take more than $30 million because I know that my building originally was $6 million, but now it's become over $10 million. Because that, if you see the lumbers, all of the construction materials, it has, you know, almost doubled in the past year and a half.
So are you trying to say we should ask for more?
Well, and, let me make a comment on that.
Yes, so, we can do it.
I agree with Vida. It's sticker shock, especially at today's times. It's hard to get funding for that amount. And but, you know, if we go this path, if we provide this visibility, hopefully it will provide us it would provide whoever will put this through a blueprint and maybe start smaller. I mean, I'd love to take all of you to a tour of the Collaboration Foundation Center if we get the chance. I was just there this morning, and you know, when that project first started, I never thought that they would be able to pull that off, but a philanthropist gave them a property that's worth $3.2 million, and they're able to renovate that and change that into what's a working model right now of how I envision our center to be. And so I guess it's an inspiration that it can happen. We just need to find the right breaks. Now, of course, with them, it's a little bit different because you're dealing with autistic children. So that's a big need, right? Yeah, it's a huge thing. It's got a lot of, I guess, people who are sympathetic to that cause. So, but that's what we need to do. We need to show that it's working, it's needed. We start somewhere, we start small. The county can provide us with a small area right now, and we could at least start doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. Then I think eventually we could get there. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else? Well, if there's nothing, there's no more questions, let's proceed and vote on it. Maybe the chair may be starting the voting process.
I think you're on mute.
Madam Chair, I think you're on mute.
Okay, so as I've said earlier, so we could present this to the Board of Commissioners, it has to be approved tonight. So we've discussed it, and you've seen it, and Pastor Allen presented it. Thank you, Pastor Allen, for the presentation. And so now let's do the vote. Okay.
So you want someone to make the motion, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I make a motion that we present this to...
Somehow I cannot hear anything.
We can hear you.
We can hear you, Sharifa.
Turn on your volume. Check your I didn't think she can't hear me, so I don't know why I'm talking to her. Someone should chat.
Do a sign language.
To check the speaker. Anyway, I make a motion that we will present this to the county commissioner.
I'm sorry, this is Emily Nallen for the record. Have we moved on to general business? Just to ensure that we're compliant with open meeting law.
Yes, we are already on the general business.
Okay, because I knew that we received the information little item, but it was unclear if we moved on. So just
okay. Sorry. We're on the general business letter A.
So let me state my name again, Vida Lin. I approve to have it presented to the county commissioners.
We need a motion to approve the study.
Oh, sorry. That's right. To approve the study that everybody will talk about.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I want 5 seconds to be the to approve it.
Okay. So now let's vote on it. you know, all those in favor approving the feasibility study.
We did. What did you?
Okay, since sorry. I don't see everyone, I wanted to say raise your hand, but now let's say aye.
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 Okay. Is there a no? Okay, hearing no one. So it's unanimously approved. Feasibility study is thus approved and is ready to be presented to the Board of Commissioners. Thank you so much, everyone who worked on this. Thank you. Thank you also for all your work on the resource conference. It was great. We've had the best comments. Lots of great information. Okay. It was a success. Thank you all so much for that. Okay. Now the on letter B, the second item is discuss the commission's fundraising efforts. Is there anything on that, Sunny?
No, at this point there's none.
Yeah. So unlike in the report wherein we had to really get some help, this one was really the work of the commission. We did not have to pay anyone. We did not have to raise any money to pay anyone. It's a completely 100% work of the commission. Thank you. So we move on. We would typically go to the next portion of public comment. Due to the COVID-19 county closures that's in effect, this meeting is not being held in person. Anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. The public can listen to this meeting live over the phone. Anyone wishing to speak at this time has not already submitted comments in writing relating to the agenda can speak now. This meeting is also being recorded and will be posted for the public as required by law. So anyone wishes to speak? Okay, hearing no one. Our next meeting is June 9, 2021. In case there's nothing that will move it, that will be our last meeting of our term.
Wow.
When's the last meeting? I'm sorry.
June 9,
2021. Oh. That is the last meeting of our term. and we have successfully finished the three duties that we were supposed to do. Hooray for that.
Any chance of it being in person?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm saying. We should meet in person.
Actually,
there's no more meeting law after June 9. There's no more meeting law, so we'll all meet.
Actually, that you know, we may be having a party. Tixica Bloom is working on the party for all of us. So I believe that it is sometime in June. So we haven't determined the date yet. So the party is going to be at his residence. So hopefully that we're gonna see all of us there to celebrate our terms. So
we have a meeting and then a party, so we have two times.
For the last meeting we will do a request if we could already have it in person, since anyway it's already we're already open to full isn't it 100% capacity by June 1.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we could already have our last meeting in person.
We're Asian, we eat.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree. Can we have food?
Yeah, we have some food for the final moment. We should have some food in there and we go gather together as Asians.
Yes.
One of the things that Commissioner Sigurbrum was asking that, you know, what kind of food that we wanted to have. So I said, you know, why don't we just get all of the 15 different food coming in, so we can have the taste of a signature food from each country. That would be fun, right?
Okay, let's adjourn the meeting now.
Thank you so much.
The meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Hope to see you in person next time.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good night. Good night.